is Women of Influence Day here at the radio station. We are featuring local women throughout the day. I am here with local business owner Kaylee Horton. Kaylee, to start off, are you originally from Norfolk? And if not, how did you get here?
I was born outside of Norfolk, but we moved here when I was a year and a half old.
Was opening a restaurant in town always a goal of yours?
No, actually not at all. I actually intended on not even being in restaurants. When I went to university, I took sociology and then went back to college and took hotel restaurant management, and it was my intention to go into hotels. But when you are in a small area like this, a rural area, the opportunity for work in hotels is fairly limited. So I just sort of migrated into restaurants.
You're known in the community for using your business to help the community in any way you can. You're always doing fundraisers. How did you get into getting this involved in the community?
Well, I grew up with it. So my father's always been very community-based. And my mother has multiple sclerosis. So we, as children, grew up very involved in the MS Society with their fundraising efforts, because they do multiple different fundraising campaigns throughout the year. So we grew up involved in that. I also, as a teenager, canvassed for the Canadian Cancer Society. And, you know, just any kind of involvement with volunteer work. It was just sort of ingrained in us as children, and it's just sort of carried on into my adulthood.
You have been expanding your business in the past few years. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how having multiple locations and the food truck and everything has really helped you get to know more people in the community?
Yeah, I think you know, just being as embraced by our community as we have been has helped with, you know, evolving and expanding the brand. We've always sort of had our fingers in other little things that, you know, so sort of quietly we were doing, but now we've been able to take this, you know, little diner-esque type restaurant and taken it to a different level by expanding it primarily with a food truck. Was the first real big move, which is more so a catering truck more than a sort of a festival truck. And then our transition up into the Norfolk Golf and Country Club. This is our third season up there. We also have a full service catering company, which sort of you know, evolved because of the ability to do that with the truck. We're now at the Simcoe Farmers Market. I also, when there is courses, I teach for the Fanshawe College. So there's a lot involved in what we're doing, but it's really been only because we've been embraced by everybody here. So, and that sort of has allowed us to easily transition into taking on more.
I know with the pandemic and everything, restaurant businesses have been hit hard. Is there anything you'd like to say to your customers that have been supporting you through this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today and continue to be as confident that we can continue without having our customer base. So we're forever and will be forever grateful to all of the support that we've had. We did, you know, the word of the year is pivot. And we did a lot of pivoting in the last 18 months when it comes to how we ran the business, how we became more involved in almost grocery-esque type sales, doing a lot of home deliveries to people that were in isolation or were trying to stay quarantined or just chose to not go out into public as much. So, you know, having the freezer meal program, the senior meal program in effect here helped a lot. So, you know, just the sheer support that we've had from everybody has been unbelievable. We've really, really been comfortable with the decisions that we've made, with the changes in the business, just simply because we've been so well supported.